You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Research indicates that over 40% of healthy folks in their 60s and 70s will need some form of long-term care. So, you may be asking, what is the best age to buy long-term care insurance? According to Coach Pete's classic book, Financial Safari, it's before you're 60 years old, and for two reasons. One, the younger you are when you apply, the less likely it is that you'll be rejected. And two, the younger you are when you apply, the lower the premium will be. So, the sooner you meet with a financial coach to discuss long-term care, the better.
All right, so we're back. And, you know, we talked about those three dates. I'm going to talk about the three dates that are very important. The world has changed, folks. The world has really changed financially. And these dates will make sense when we talk about them. Good. But it's very important that, basically you get informed in the financial world. I've been doing this 26 years now. So I pretty much know what people are looking for, what the situation's out there. And more importantly, the dirty tricks that are played on a lot of people out there by some of the big name brands you'd never suspect would be playing dirty tricks. A lot of sometimes they're the worst of all.
It's true. Commercials can cover up a lot. They make things look light and airy when there's you need to know the industry sometimes.
Well, you know, and it is funny out there what goes into the advertising world for some of these big companies.
It's very true.
And
it's true.
Basically it's name brand recognition, and then you hear them advertised over and over again, so you bring your money to them since you saw a lot of ads from them.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. It's really the kind of that crowd herd mentality. Yeah. Oh, it must be okay. So
look at the food. The food world's the same way, even though I do like Coca-Cola better than any other soft drink.
Oh, me too.
But
who spends
a lot of money advertising? Now, Pepsi does too, but Coke spends more, I think. And they have a good product.
No, I'll say
I shouldn't be drinking any of it, but it's good.
Was proven by taste. There you go.
Neither one of us should be drinking any of it. You know, have you seen some of the things Coke can do? Like, can clean your windshield.
Oh, the video
about that.
You go on the internet, they have so many. Yeah.
I mean, you can pour Coke on the windshield to clean all that road film off.
Yep.
So then you wonder what happens when you drink it.
Yep. I've heard cleaning bathroom toiletries, showers, things like that. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'll tell you, the only times I really drink Coca-Cola now is when I'm at a Mexican restaurant or Italian. For some reason, I just like the way Coke tastes with the Italian and Mexican.
Yeah,
so that's just me.
In
college, all the guys would get beer and pizza.
Sure.
I still wanted a Coke and pizza.
You know, I was the exact same way. That's really funny.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So the three dates that have changed the face and future of the American retirement system forever.
Yes.
And what to do once you understand these hidden risks. We're going to talk about that right now. How's that?
All right.
All right. Now, I doubt that you know what these dates mean, but maybe somebody does.
The first
one is January 1st, 2008.
Not too
far away. If you remember 2008, we were just in the midst of a market crash.
Yes, we were.
Big crash. And unfortunately, a lot of people I've talked to still haven't recovered from that. Even though you hear about how great the market's doing, a lot of people aren't.
That's right.
And so that's another reason why we need to do that forensic financial analysis. Number one, to make sure you're not overpaying fees, make sure that your portfolio is tax efficient, but make sure that you're in a proper position to recover if something goes wrong.
That's right.
Should never put money away unless we have an exit strategy. In other words, knowing when we can get that money out or why we're going to get that money
out. Exactly. That's something that I've learned from you, that if I lose 50% in the market, I don't have to gain 50% back. I have to gain 100% back.
Yeah.
That's a very big difference.
I know. And, you know, some of the companies that you were in before the market crashed have never recovered. Cisco Technologies, CSCO. They were $80, $90 a share before the crash.
Okay.
They're hovering between 25 and 35 right now.
Are they really? Wow.
Okay. We're talking about 8 or 9 years later.
Wow.
Great company.
Sure.
We have them in our studio. I mean, we use them in our office,
too. That's right.
It's the routers and all that.
Yeah.
Well, let's give people a phone number, too. If you'd like to sit down with us, again, we are waiving holiday special. We're waiving the fees for our forensic analysis and also our tax planning bunker mentality situations and one-on-one meetings where we can help you with fee analysis, tax analysis, and make sure that you have the proper structure for retirement income and eliminating all those unnecessary fees that you have in your portfolio. What a great time to clean out the room.
That's right.
My daughter just cleaned. My daughter's 11.
Okay.
She had a closet that was overflowing.
Oh, no.
And strangely, she cleaned it out just a couple weeks ago. So it's nice and beautiful. There's not much. There's not many clothes hanging anymore in there. Like she gave a lot to Goodwill and all that.
Okay.
You know what? I know what her strategy is.
Yeah.
What are we quotes do right now?
I was about to say, I'm starting to follow you here. Christmas, of course.
So my daughter's pretty smart because she made daddy proud because her room was clean. I didn't have to tell her to clean it.
Sure.
But I know where she's going. Kind of smart. Smart little 11-year-old there.
That's right.
But no, we need to get rid of those unnecessary fees. We really do. Because clutter. And think about it. You know, everyone listening has a closet that they have things in, and every now and then you'll be going through the closet and you'll find, hey, I forgot about this shirt.
That's right.
Well, the closet was so cluttered, you forgot it was there. Or you had a, you know, like in the bureau, the drawers, the dresser drawers, you have maybe a favorite pair of pants or whatever that ended up underneath a lot and you forgot about it.
There you go.
It's always fun. It's like getting a new pair of clothes. So we need to get rid of that clutter. If we get rid of the clutter, we can identify and eliminate the fees that we don't need to have. And we need to make sure that we're performing, again, have that super benchmark protector where we know we are performing as good as the benchmarks.
That's right.
If you're paying someone to keep up with the market and they're not, well then gosh, why are you paying that person? You could be in the benchmarks at no cost.
Exactly.
Or very little cost.
Exactly.
Those are the index funds. So we need to make sure that we are at least performing up to the indexes, the benchmarks, if not outperforming them. And then we also need to have an income plan built into our portfolio that we can never outlive and needs to give both husband and wife a check for the rest of their lives.
That's right.
Very important. Every single month, a new check comes for you guys. And if one person passes away, nothing changes. And the another question I have about income planning is, well, what happens if we both pass away?
Yeah.
Because back in the day, if you both passed away, you would lose. The money would disappear.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Boom. It'd be gone.
Right.
Nowadays, if you both pass away, you have already established a chain of command so that whatever's left goes on to your next of kin.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
So give the number out, though, because I want people to realize that they do have a friend on the other end.
Absolutely.
Three things will happen. Either we'll tell you everything's fine, which is a great peace of mind, right?
Absolutely.
We will give you some simple instructions to get you back on track, which gives you what? Peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll put together the right plan for you, and we'll go eliminate all the stuff that shouldn't be there and build a plan that is customized to what you want. Now, what does that give you all as well?
Peace of mind. Again, yeah.
So there's one of three things can happen, and all of them are great.
That's right.
So give the number out, folks. I encourage you to call. When you come in, you'll get all sorts of special reports we have here. Been doing this 26 years, and Thomas, I'm very proud about this, have never had a single complaint.
Yeah.
Think about that
in
the financial world. Never had a single complaint in 26 years. We are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We are A-plus rated with the National Ethics Association. I mean, you know, what more can you say? We basically do what we say, and we say what we do, and we make sure that we approach every single person who calls with individual planning, making sure that they have the proper peace of mind they need.
That's right. And folks, to take advantage of this, the number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
So the three dates that are going to change the shape of our country already have. January 1st, 2008, that's when the first baby boomer reached the age of 62.
Ah, okay.
Now 10,000 every day are reaching the age of 62.
Wow.
Okay.
Every
day. A
lot
of people. January 1st, 2011.
Okay.
That's when the first baby boomer reached the age of 65.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Putting a big strain on the Social Security system, by the way, which we see.
That's right.
Okay. A lot of people taking out, not as many putting in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the most recent date, June 15th, 2016. That is when the first baby boomer reached the age of 70 and a half. And
wow.
Many people are out there saying, what is 70 and a half?
Yeah.
That's the age the government makes you start taking money out of your tax-qualified accounts.
Okay.
They make you take money out, and a lot of people are doing it the wrong way. They're paying a lot more taxes. There's no tax efficiency built into their portfolio. So we need to look at ways to not only build tax-free bunkers for you, but tax-efficient, making sure that you pay as little or no taxes as possible with the IRA money that you haven't paid any tax on before. We gotta find ways to do what's called tax arbitrage, getting that money from a taxable place to a tax-free place. Now, you'll pay some taxes
sure.
to do that, but you'll never have the worry of not knowing what the taxes are going to be in the future or having a taxed retirement. So there are
exactly.
a lot of strategies there. And, you know, Thomas, just very quickly, I want to offer the next 30 callers. They'll get all this planning, but we'll also do a fee report, a tax analysis, and build a customized lifetime income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income, especially if we factor in our Social Security planning and our forensic fee analysis. This is when you throw all these together, that's a $999 value. That's going to waive that fee for the next 30 callers,
wow,
as well as a special report on developing a personalized retirement bunker mentality, modern techniques and strategies to properly shelter your money from unnecessary risk, fees, and taxes as we head towards the year 2020 and beyond.
That's right, folks. The number to take advantage of this is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This is your opportunity to review your individual circumstances at no cost and no obligation. You can meet with John Kelly and his team there at Kelly Financial Services, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking. If there are any red flags that could be problems for you, some we've talked about on the show today, how much you're paying in fees or commissions, this is a big deal, as well as your potential tax liability, and of course, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that takes advantage of maximizing your Social Security benefits. Folks, this is something that John Kelly and his team have years of experience in. So if you'd like to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone and call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Wall Street's use of average rates of return and why what they are shown is typically never what you get.